start the recorders.
This is the U.S. Chess Open Session Executive Board at December the 5th at, I don't know.
12:30.
12:30. Okay.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's a Sunday afternoon here in beautiful Orlando, Florida, where the K-12 grades are just about to start their final round of the tournament. And I'd really like to start by giving Carol and especially our Director of Events, Boyd Reed, Pete Karagiannis, and the whole staff, not just U.S. Chess staff who are here working at the event, and especially in chess control, but also our tournament directors serving on the floor, led by John Haskell and Karen Pinnock, and then our backroom staff led by Bill Buckless. But it's been a very good event, over 1,200 players here. So again, thank you for all of those staff for putting this event on and making it such a tremendous success. And at this evening's awards ceremony, I think several of the executive board members are going to be participating, and I've been asked to be one of the announcers already at the event to read off players' names. As we come out of closed session, there were several things that we talked about. First is we talked about some charters, specifically the Tournament Director Certification Committee charter and the Clubs Committee charter. And I want to thank not only our EB liaisons for the hard work that they've done with those committees, but also the chairs and members of those committees for their volunteer time and for their work that they did to help us get those charters ready to go. So at this time, I move that the Executive Board approve the charters for the Tournament Director Certification Committee and the Clubs Committee as reviewed by the Executive Board during today's closed sessions.
Second.
All those approved?
Aye.
Any?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes 8-0. We also had a significant portion of our discussion this weekend was all about U.S. Chess's strategy going forward. So I'd like to ask Randy Bauer, our Vice President, to provide a summary of those discussions for the membership.
Thank you, Mr. President. So as Mike mentioned, we spent several hours discussing the strategic plan that U.S. Chess has had in place for the last couple of years. It's generally considered a best practice to review your mission, your vision, your values and your goals on a regular basis, and that's what this was a review. We looked at the current mission and vision and determined that they were sufficient at this point in time for us to maintain them. I think the plan is that later next year the board will come back around and do a full-blown strategic planning meeting, which would be separate from our usual meetings. And at that time, we may choose to make some changes or not. And that's certainly something that we'll decide on as a group. A lot of time was spent discussing our goals. For those of you who may not be familiar with it, U.S. Chess has 5 goals, and that's kind of considered to be about the largest number of goals, which are to be overarching and are to provide strategic direction for the work that the organization does at all levels. And we made some slight revisions to the goals. I think the biggest was understanding or a recognition on our part that the various platforms that exist, social media platforms, other places like Twitch and other places where chess content is being distributed are becoming very important. And a lot of our membership and a lot of just chess players in general, and of course we have a mission to grow chess throughout the country, not solely related to U.S. rated chess, that with all of what's happening in those places and the explosion of interest in chess in those places, U.S. chess needs to focus more attention on those. So we arrived at 5 goals, 3 of which are the same as prior goals, and those goals are, and I'll make this as a motion, are to expand the educational, social, recreational, and rehabilitative applications of chess, and that's similar to a prior goal, to increase the visibility of chess on mainstream communications channels, And that is the new goal, and it's certainly targeted at what U.S. Chess will do to increase visibility on those communications channels. And it's likely the one of the goals that will drive some newer or increased efforts than exist at present. The third goal is the same as in the past, develop the depth and breadth of our partnerships. Fourth is also the same, use chess to increase opportunities for underrepresented segments of society. And the fifth is also a carryover to continuously improve internal operations and member services. And with that, I would make the motion that those five goals be the 2021-2022 U.S. chess goals.
Okay. So moved. All those in favor of the objectives as read by Randy, I'm sorry, the goals as read by Randy, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 8-0. Thank you, Vice President Bauer. Anything you'd like to add at
no,
all?
I think this is good. This I think will help Carol and her staff to provide a little bit better direction as to where the organization should be going.
And I'd like to thank Vice President Bauer for his leadership in this. He provided the executive board members during this process with considerable background material that allowed not only me but all the executive board members, especially our newer board members, to see the depth and sort of the history and legacy of the goals and how they arrived to what they are today. And that was useful context for all of us as we go forward, because not all of us are going to be on this board for another 6, 7, 8, 9 years.
I'm not.
So,
so
I appreciate, Randy, your expertise. I know you do this as a profession and as a consultant in civilian life, and we appreciate you bringing that service to the board here for us in U.S. Chess.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Carol, do we have any other motions that you see there? I don't think there's any.
So.
Okay, so one thing I do want to do is we have had a new working group that is formed called Chess in Education, and that particular working group, which has 8 members in it, plus an executive board liaison and our executive director, had its first meeting this past week over Zoom. So I'm going to allow our executive board liaison, John Fernandez, to provide a summary and kind of some highlights for the membership of what's going on. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of my favorite math classes was non-Euclidean geometry, where we had to define every single term we would use in the class before it. And it taught me a lot about the importance of coming up with good definitions. And I think all of us in U.S. chess have used the term chess in education. The challenge is it does not have a precise definition. It overlaps with a lot of things we talk about, whether it's scholastic chess, college chess, and other chess benefits. And so in order for good governance to take place, we have to identify what chess in education is. And the goal of this working group is to provide a report that will come out around May of 2022 in time for ADMs for the US Open to advise us and the executive board on really what chess in education is. Right, what the activities are, what the activities are not. For example, which things fall under scholastic chess, college chess, and others. How we should define it, how we describe it, what are the sentences we use as an organization to do that. And obviously links to our mission, vision, and goals. And then obviously oversight, how U.S. Chess will oversee those chess and education activities. We are working on the charter right now. That will be finalized very, very shortly. As Mike mentioned, we had our first call on Wednesday. For the context of everybody, we have a set of 8 individuals who are very, very generous to be participating in this, so we really appreciate their time and energy as they are experts in this field. They are Renee Bartlett from Alabama, Kevin Feit from Michigan, John Galvin from New York, Elliot Neff from South Dakota, Richard Pointer from Missouri, Sophia Rode from New York, Rachel Schechter from Illinois, and Tina Schweiss from Virginia. And so we will be working diligently over the next 6 months to come up with that report and provide it to the executive board, and any important pertinent updates we will share with the board as necessary. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. I think that this, you know, Carol and I, Executive Director Carol and I were able to go to the Chess and Education Conference that it was really the Koltanowski Chess and Education Conference that was held right before the start of the U.S. Open at the end of July. And it was at that particular meeting where it kind of really crystallized for both of us that we really need to move this noodle forward in U.S. chess. And right now, as John described, it's an open sandbox that is very, very undefined. And, you know, what are going to be the games in tools and techniques, procedures, we just don't know yet. So it's going to be a work in progress. And right now the group has an objective to bring us some recommendations in the May time frame. Hopefully we can stick to that. But the group is going to have an aggressive meeting schedule. And we appreciate John's leadership in facilitating that process for us as it goes along. One other topic I do want to mention, our zonal president, Alan Priest, came to us this morning and talked to the executive board and provided an overview of some issues that need to be worked relative to the invitational rules that U.S. Chess currently has online. And so our director of events, Boyd Reed, Alan, and John Fernandez, who works with the Top Players Committee, they're going to collaborate over the course of the next week and put together a revision to those invitational rules in consultation with the Top Players Committee and the office so that we can get that published as rapidly as possible, because all of this has effect on who can qualify and who is qualified to participate in some future events and represent the United States in those events. So, you know, be watching for that to come out. We're aiming to get that out as early in January as possible, perhaps sooner, but we'll see how that progresses. Is there anything else any of the other executive board members would like to mention to the membership? Okay. Well, Carol, thank you for organizing this here for us. And again, the thanks on behalf of all the executive board for your service to the organization. And also one more time to the whole staff and group that have been here working for the K-12 grades and making this event such a landmark, or another landmark, in feathering in the cap of U.S. chess, and especially as Florida to the host state, who had almost 39% of the players in the tournament. So of the 1,225 or 30 that were here. So thank you very much. Have a good day.